like to have the kids come up the book. And congregation, as we get to the chorus on this, we're going to sing Joy Unspeakable. I'd like to have you all sing it with us, so we're going to sing 231. 231. So sing the chorus with us. Step away. 231.
I found this place is all complete, peace abideth every day. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. In joy unspeakable.
Flesh will fail you, ye dare not.
not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor and watching unto prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there.
Some of you all have heard this song. I wrote this a while back, and Brother John wanted me to play it again. And the meaning behind it is, no matter who you are, where you've been in life, Jesus can still save you and use you.
A cowboy was riding towards the western sun. And recalled his life, he had lived by the gun. His heart was heavy and felt all hope was lost. He called his stallion to a halt and cried out to God. And he cried, "Oh Lord, save my soul. Forgive me for all the wrong I've done. Blood of your precious son." As he continued, he rode into a town, saw a little white church and heard a choir singing loud. As he walked through the doors, he fell upon his knees. Tears filled his eyes and he said, "I have believed." And he said, "The Lord saved my soul. Forgave me for all the wrong I've done. The Lord made me whole and cleansed me in the blood of his precious son."
Doors where he was reborn. He's now a teacher, telling about Christ our King, telling folks about the gift that he had received. And he taught, "The Lord saved my soul, forgave me for all the wrong I've done. The precious son."
Amen. Amen. I tell you what, every time I hear that song, boy, it just puts chills all over me. Thank the Lord for the message. Thank the Lord for saving an old wretched soul like myself. When I didn't deserve to be saved, I didn't deserve the free life that He's given me. And it's a life that fails in comparison to the old life, I'll say that. If you would like to go ahead and turn your Bibles today to the book of Luke in chapter 14. Luke in chapter 14. Once again, we're thankful that you've taken time today to tune in to WGOH to hear a portion of God's Word. And we're thankful that we have so many visitors in our house this morning. What a blessing it is to have you. And I want you to know that what a blessing you are to us as a church family. And we pray that we are to you. But as we are looking into this scripture today, and I'm talking to our radio audience as well, and those out in sermon audio land, it's hard to tell where this message may find its end. One thing for sure, if it's the Word of God, it'll keep giving, it'll keep producing. Regardless of where this message comes forth, whether it's in Vietnam or whether it's in China or Russia or wherever it may be, one thing for sure, I know God's Word is powerful wherever it goes. And I'm thankful to have the opportunity to be speaking today. Luke chapter 14, I'm going to begin reading at verse 15, and I want to read down through verse 24, and I want you that are here today, I want you to be thinking about your life right now. And I want you to be thinking about the struggles of life. I want you to be considering that which you're hungering for even now, and you've not been able to find it anywhere else. I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about your satisfaction. I want you to think about peace, serenity. I want you to think about forgiveness. The Bible says in verse 15, "And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and he bade many. He sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready." This is the phrase that I want us to really kind of have in the back of our mindset even now. I want you to think about what Jesus Christ is saying here. As we're dealing with this man who has prepared a great table and a great feast, he tells everybody, he says, "Come. Everything's ready." Folks, I want you to know something. In the world in which we live today, there are so many people that are trying to get to heaven by any means possible. And they're finding out that all means besides Jesus Christ is leading them to be short in the efforts to gain heaven. The Bible says, as Jesus said, "Come, all things are now ready." And they all with consent began to make excuse. I want your attention now, because I want you to place yourself here. Are you going to be the individual that begins to offer the Lord excuses today? Are you going to look at this great banqueting table that the Lord has prepared, his peace, his safety, his keeping, his fulfillment, and you know that which brings satisfaction? Are you really willing to look at all this that the Lord has prepared and now says is ready and say, "Nah, no thank you"? Today in life, I've went out on visitation, and while you're out, you know, you run into different individuals from time to time, and I've had many people to look at me and say, "No thank you, preacher. I'm having too good of a time right now to be tied down with what they call religion." But what I'm offering here today is not religion. What the Lord is offering today is not just a table that's got all kinds of different stuff on it, stuff that does not satisfy. You may have a plate of ice over here. You may have a cup of water over there. But none of it's really what you really need, is it? I'm talking about that which just makes you feel satisfied all over. You know, I don't know about you, but I can sit down and I can find satisfaction in a big baked potato. I can find satisfaction in a bowl of green beans or hamburger patty, a slice of bologna. I'm about to get everybody hungry in here, aren't I? But I was sitting there thinking about this banqueting table, and and thinking about what all the world has to offer today. The world's throwing everything at you and saying, this will satisfy you. And then when you grab a hold of it, you find out that it was a very shallow thing and it didn't last very long and it didn't satisfy to its fullest. People began to make excuses. A lot of times the reason why today people make excuses because they have been fooled by the table of excess and excess. The table of the world that is trying to offer you a pleasure, that's trying to offer you a fulfillment in monetary gain or just material things altogether. And then there are some that have really reached out and tried to offer you religion that didn't satisfy. Religion that left you void and empty. Religion that has left you without any hope whatsoever. And I've used this analogy many, many times. And it's like the old gentleman that came to me one time and he spoke my name and he said, I hope my good outweighs my bad, but I won't know until I get there. Man, what a miserable life that would be. What a life of misery to fill your waking hours with religion only to find out that the religion that you were resting in did not offer the real satisfaction that Jesus Christ is offering at His banqueting table. So men begin to make excuses. I've heard the excuses. Preacher, I've tried church and it didn't fulfill my life. I've tried baptism and it seemed to have never done anything but got me wet. I've tried giving. I've tried being an extra good friend to those around me. And it just seems like I get used up and then throwed out like the yesterday's wash water. But what I'm offering today is what Jesus Christ says, this is what you need. Jesus Christ, as he speaks, is saying, my banqueting table is everything that you need. There's everything. As a matter of fact, he said, it's all ready. It's ready for the taking right now. And they again, verse 18, and they with the all with one consent began to make excuses. The first said, I have bought a piece of ground and I must needs go and see. I pray thee have me excused. A lot of times we, you know, as the Bible says, we begin to name our land. We begin to place names upon the land that God in the first place has already given. And we begin to lay claim to it as if it is our sole inheritance. And yet, God says, all this is mine. But people begin to make an excuse to saying, well, listen, I've got a home to think about. In verse 19, the Bible says, and another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I have to go prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Right here is the only time maybe that this banqueting house's table is set in array and you're offered a place at the table, but you've got other things going on in life, and you just don't have time. You don't have time to do and to come and see what the Lord has done for you and offered you. Here's one. Another one said, "Well, I've married a wife, therefore I cannot come." You know, a lot of times people blame different people in their lives that keeps them so-called out of the house of God, that keeps them from coming to the banqueting house. This young man says, hey, I've married a wife. There ain't no way I'm leaving. Folks, I want you to know something. One of the greatest things you could do as a spouse is come to the house of God. Come to the banqueting table and let your spouse see just how good it is by the life that you have. But you know, they began to make excuses. So in verse 21, the Bible says, so that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, now, no doubt, you know, here he has, he's offered all this splendor. He's offered all this magnificent table, this banqueting table, and it's got every blessing that man can even begin to think about. And now we have people that say, no, I'm not interested. Even though what mankind wants today and what mankind is working for today is an opportunity just to be satisfied in their personal lives with enough money and enough food and enough things to make them happy. And yet God is sitting here and He's offering you everything in the world. He's offering you the world right here at the banqueting house. So there's a reason why the Lord's angry, isn't that right? Is there not a reason why today that the Lord should be angry at people who refuse the Lord Jesus Christ? Who continue to walk away and say, well, I don't want nothing of Him. It's just like was mentioned about the man who went into a far country. You know, and when they come back, you know, there was a phrase there that is used that speaks to the notion that they would not have this man to be over them. Is that not what they spoke about Christ? They didn't want Christ. Even though He had everything in the world to offer them, they didn't want Him. So, in verse 21, about midway through the verse, the Bible says, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks, He says, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as Thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Those who were unable to do for themselves, amen. Those who were unable to fill their own table, so to speak. He says, go bring them in. Well, as we're looking at this, this individual says, well, I've done all that. And the Lord said, and He said to His Lord, it is done as Thou commandest, and yet there is room. Now in verse 23, I want you to get this. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that My house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of My supper. Shall not rejoice in the blessings of God. Do you want to be blessed here today? Do you as an individual seek the blessing of God in your life? I'm talking to both people today, lost sinners and saved sinners. For the saved sinner, just being right with God, being where God wants you, doing what God wants you to do is the best blessing that you can ever perform. To have in your family's lives. Just knowing you're in God's will. Knowing you're doing what God wants you to do. You're at the banqueting table and you've brought all of your friends and your families in. You know why you've done that? Because you know at the banqueting table, you that are saved, you know that that's where the blessings are going to be had. That's where you know that you're going to be filled to the brim, It's like that song. Who was it that used to sing it? Either the Kingsman or Squire Parsons, maybe. I can't remember. It's talking about their cup was running over. You know, I tell you what. That's what it means to be in the perfect will of God. That's to have your cup running over. Amen. It's to be in a place where you know that everything that you're doing is for the glory of God and your cup is running over and your saucer is being filled. I don't know, you know, I imagine people in this area, I mean, you have seen how the old timers used to drink coffee, haven't you?
There's a reason why they carried a saucer and they carried their cup in it. When the coffee would come off the stove or whatever they were heating it with, they would tilt that over just a little bit to fill up the saucer. They would drink from their saucer because it would cool from the cup to the saucer. It would cool enough that you could taste the flavor of the coffee there. I used to sit and watch that, and I was amazed at some of the older generation as they would, as you'd sit at breakfast or whatever, they would come over and they would tilt that coffee cup just enough to pour it out. And first, I didn't know what was going on the first time I saw it, and I thought, man, what in the world are they doing that for? They're going to spill it everywhere. That old gentleman, he took his cup and his saucer, and he lifted it up. He wanted to get the full flavor of the coffee, and he did not want to get his mouth burnt. And so he would pour it out just a little bit, just enough that he could taste and enjoy the flavor of the coffee. And I was thinking about how the banqueting house has everything to offer. It's always just enough. You know, I think about the house of God here, and maybe I'm just a little bit prejudiced, but I love the Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. I love being in this house of God and being in a place where I can come and be with friends and family and sit and worship the Lord and to sing the songs of praise and receive every blessing that God has to offer in His house. But verse 23 just gets a hold of me. I remember one time back years ago I was preaching in Springfield, Illinois. I was preaching in a conference and I remember going to that conference and we were on one side of the railroad tracks and over here was a great community. I mean a big community. And I began to wonder what side of the railroad tracks the church is on. Was it the good side or was it what they used to say down the South Shore? One side was the river rats. It happened to be the side that I was raised in. Down beyond the north of the bridge of the railway there. Then on the other side where the Siloam Baptist Church sits, that was the higher class people, I reckon. But I began to preach that message, Highways and Hedges, and I'll never forget it. And I began to preach that message, and I began to wonder, listen, have you been to the other side and compelled them to come in? Have you been to the highways and the hedges and said unto them, come unto me. I'll take you to a banqueting house where all the blessings of God flows. Amen. That's what I want today. Now, before I use up all my time, I need to get into the introduction of my message. Luke chapter 14, verse 15 through 24. Emmanuel and our visiting friends and our radio audience, I wish for your attention today as you will be bidden to come to the banqueting table of the Lord. I ask this question, what does one usually see when they are bidden to come and dine at the table of a friend? We see all the things that normally satisfy. You see food at the table. You see milk, coffee, water, maybe a soda pop or what have you at the table. You see the salt, the pepper, all the bread and all that which satisfies. We see the satisfaction that just what it means just to come to the house, the table of the Lord, the banqueting house, the place of delight and enjoyment. I remember back when I was a young boy, when my dad began to pastor the Salem Baptist Church, and I remember as a young boy, of course, we had to travel from all the way down the South Shore, and we'd spend all days out here on Sundays. I remember as a boy, you used to get asked to go to different homes to to have dinner, you know, to have, well, what we call dinner. I think the upper class people call it lunch. But as we think about that, and you know, I can almost smell it now. Old ladies like Sister Gilbert, Sister Stevens, and Sister Blue. I'm naming names I shouldn't be, but there's so many people used to, every Sunday somebody would take you to their home and they would feed you. And you go into some of these homes, and I'm talking about not rich people, but poor and lowly people. And man, they would have, the tables would be absolutely plumb full. Plumb full for one widow woman and a family of five maybe. But they would have, she had everything to offer. I mean, there was nothing lacking. And all these old widow ladies were like that. I mean, they would take you in and you know, they probably missed the companionship. But I'll dare say that when you left there, buddy, I'm telling you what, you were filled to the full and you were satisfied and you were in a place that you knew that there was people there that loved you. It was a table of peace and contentment. A place where we receive refreshment, relief, and serenity. A place in which all who came were welcomed and no one was ever turned away. Kind of sounds like the Lord's table, doesn't it? Kind of sounds like a Lord's table when you're offered, you're welcomed in, you're invited to come in, and you look at the table and it's set in splendor, and there's everything that you can imagine there on that table. A place, as I said, where all are welcomed and no one is ever asked to leave. Are you coming to the banqueting house today? That's the question I want to ask you. Come and dine, the Lord says. Don't wait. Come and dine. That's our message today. Don't wait, come and dine. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow before your throne, we come thanking you for the day which you've given us, Lord, for the blessing of seeing this house nearly completely filled up. Lord, we thank you for our visitors and pray that you would bless them today. Lord, I pray that there may be some here that need to come to the banqueting house. The house of salvation, the house of safety, and the house of peace. Lord, I pray that you'll cause them to see there's no need to wait any longer. The invitation has gone forth and the cry has been spread aloud. Come and dine. Come and dine. Lord, I pray that you'll bless this congregation. Lord, we pray that you bless the radio audience. Those out in sermon audio land, I pray, dear God, your great blessings upon them. Pray for our sick, Lord, that you would lift them up. And Lord, for the traveler, that you give them journey mercy back this way. Lord, watch over us. Bless thy word again. Save souls and save lives. And Father, forgive us our sin. In Christ's name and amen. The first thing I want us to notice this morning in the short time that we have left, I want you to notice a few things here. It's found in verse 15 through verse 17. The Bible says here, and when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then he said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. In other words, there was a great invitation that went forth like there is here today. Sinner friend, I want you to know there's a great invitation to you today to come and dine. Come to the Master. Come to where the Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, I believe it is, or chapter 20, in verse 28 through 30, where the Bible says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. See, that's the invitation to the banqueting house. But here in verse 17, the Bible says, and he sent his servant at supper time
to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. I want you to listen first of all to the very first point that you need to get a hold of. He bade many to come. Just like the general call goes forth today, the gospel message, it goes forth. And many, whoever will hear with your ears, whoever will hear, are invited to come unto the Lord. Come and dine. In these first three verses of Scripture, we see the provision has been made and is now completed. All is ready. He says, come. Or listen, don't delay. That's the answer right now. Don't delay. There are those today that look at me and say, well, preacher, I'm waiting on the Lord. Listen, he says, don't delay. Come today. Come and dine, the Master calleth. Come and dine. All the provision of the great day is now at hand, not only fulfilled in its preparation, but it is even now to be enjoyed. John chapter 3, again, these are scriptures that you're familiar with. These are scriptures that are not strange to your ears. And in John chapter 3, we see scriptures that these children have been learning in our Sunday school classes. And here the Bible says this in verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Friend, I want you to know something. That is the author. That is the offer that Jesus Christ is giving today. Jesus Christ is saying, listen, it's all ready. My son, you think about what God the Father says, I have sent my only son, and he's gone to prepare, listen, his life, a living sacrifice and a dying sacrifice for you. It's all done. All he's saying to you today is, listen, as God says, come unto me, there's your invitation. You say, well, preacher, I'm waiting till I get things just right in my life. I'm waiting till I get good enough. Listen, you'll never be good enough for salvation. That's an act of grace that God gives. If we're going to sit and wait for that, listen, we'll never be saved. Because we live in old bodies of sin. We live in these bodies that listen, are filled with sin and we're born in sin. Even these little children that we see here, listen, as precious as they are to us, the Bible says they're born with sin. They're born with the blood of the first Adam coursing through their veins, and he sinned against God. Therefore, sin's passed upon all men, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. John 5, in verse 24, the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word. How do you hear with the word? You hear with your ear. How do you hear the word? You hear from a man who speaks forth the word of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. So you see, the Master says, come on. It's all done. It's all set in order. Secondly, today, as we look at verse 17 of our text back in Luke chapter 14. Luke in chapter 14 and verse 17, the Bible says again, and he sent his servant at supper time to say unto them which were bidden. You see, in verse 16, he had already sent the invitation out. He's already sent the word out. Listen, come to my place. Come to my place today. In verse 17, everything's ready. And he says, go to them who I said come and tell them again, it's all ready. You don't have to search any longer. You don't have to go and find some other way, because the Bible says there is no other way. Jesus says in John chapter 14, listen, He says, come unto me. Think about this. In John chapter 14, let me get my verses get back together here. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. There's no other way, friend. It's through His way. And He says, I've already sent the invitation out. He says, now come on. It's all ready. The master of the house invites you to come forth today. For all things are now ready. All that satisfies is ready to be partaken of. I want you to notice the provision of the table. I want you to notice what is said at the table. Take your mind off of the physical, and I want you to think about the spiritual table now. I want you to think about what's there. I want you to think about what you've not found in the world. I'll tell you what's there. Satisfaction. The world's not going to give you satisfaction today. I mean, you could lunge after it, you can run after it, and listen, it can offer you and promise you all kinds of promises. But once you get it, there's no satisfaction. The Lord says, I'll give you satisfaction. In Psalm 145, if you'll turn back there for just a moment. Psalm 145. The Bible says here in verse 16, Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. That's what God does for you. He offers satisfaction, and satisfaction that the world cannot give you. In Psalm 107, we're right here fairly close, just back up a little bit. Psalm 107, verse 8 and 9, the Bible says this, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Friend, that's what I'm saying today. You come to the Lord's table. You come to the banqueting table of the Lord, and you're going to find satisfaction, something that you cannot get in the world today. The next thing you'll find is peace. John 14, 27, the Bible says, Peace I leave with you. That's what you'll find at the banqueting house of the Lord. Listen, you'll find a place to finally find peace of soul. Isn't it a turmoil to go through life wondering if you've ever done enough for salvation, if you've done enough good deeds, if you've paid your way in, or if you've been baptized in every water hole from Route 7 to Route 1, you're still wondering, I just don't think I'm saved. You know what? That's a life of turmoil, isn't it? But the Lord says, you come to me and I'll give you peace. Come to me and I will give you peace. You know how peace comes? By trusting Jesus Christ, His precious Son, as Savior. Doing what Romans in chapter 10, verse 8 through 17 says, where the Bible there declares that we're saved through the faith of the Word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, His finished work. As a matter of fact, in verse 8, Romans 10, the Bible says the word is nigh thee, even in thy ear and in thy heart. Thy mouth, that is the word which we preach, the glorious gospel. It's right here, isn't it? You've heard the way of hope, the way of salvation comes through Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. Jesus says there's no other way but my way. Jesus says there's no other hope but hoping in me. Then in 1 Timothy 6:6, we see contentment. In other words, that final rest that we receive. Acts 26:18 talks about forgiveness. These are just four of the elements that are at the table of the Lord. Peace, serenity, contentment, forgiveness. Do you have that in the world today? No, you don't, do you? You don't have that in the world today. As a matter of fact, the world tries to offer you that, but it can never deliver on that. Lasting peace and joy comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. While the call comes forth, a call for you to come to the banqueting room. Listen, come and dine. Come and find complete satisfaction. John 15, where we're dealing with the vine. You know how people are satisfied? They are attached to the vine. Amen. The branches, you and I, we're attached to the vine. Without the vine, you're going to die. Without the vine, you cannot produce any fruit whatsoever. You've got to be attached to the vine. The vine gives peace and comfort. The vine gives nutritionally based supplies that lasts as long as you're attached to it. Think about that. So the invitation is to all in the general sense. But look at the invitation who it went to first. All those that were close to the master of the house. And they began to everyone make excuse, just like they do today. John chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, the Bible states it very plainly. He came to his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, my friend, today, take a hold of the Word of God. Take a hold of the invitation that's offered to anyone who will come unto Him. As a matter of fact, He says, all those who come unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Think about it. He came to the poor and needy. John 10 speaks about the fact that He came to the sheep. The poor and lowly. He came unto his own, but they refused him. So he came to you and I, the Gentile race. And he said unto us, listen. He said, the table's set and ready. And all you got to do is come in to find the blessings. The blessings that all the rest refused. The blessing of thinking about the chief cornerstone of a building, and they refused it. They refused the chief cornerstone. I mean, that was the main pillar of the building. Listen, without that, you have nothing. We have taken and built upon the foundation that was laid. Listen, the table is spread in splendor, dear one. Who is halt and needy today? Listen, it's anyone who's without Jesus Christ as Savior. Come and be filled with the provision of God. Amen. Come and dine. It's so satisfying and fulfilling to the deepest of your needs. Now lastly, in verse 22 of our text of Luke 14, the servant said, Lord, it's done. I've gone everywhere you told me to. And it's done. And yet there is room. Listen. There's room today for you. Today, if you're here and you're lost and undone, realize what the Lord's Word is saying here today. There's room for you today. And He's saying, just come. Come unto me. Come unto me. Like it says in Matthew 11. Come unto me and I'll give you rest. The good shepherd and the master of the house says, even so, come as you've been bidden. Come unto me. As the old song goes that we used to sing a lot, come unto me. I will give you rest. You see, that's what the Savior's saying to you right now. He said, I'll give you rest. You come unto me. I'll give you everything that you stand in need of. The table is ready. The work has all been done. The invitation has gone forth, and he's saying to you, come hither. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Do you understand the banqueting table today? It's laid in its fullest. It's overrun with many, many blessings. It's overrunning with all the supplies that an individual needs to make it from this life to the next. Amen. The one supply is never ending. The blood of Christ that covers our sins, that gives us forgiveness of sin, that washes away our sins. May God help you today to come unto the Master. Come to the table. It's spread in splendor. Come and dine. The Master says, come and dine. Let's all stand, please. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, again, as we bow before your throne, we thank you so much for the day which you've given us. Thank you, dear God, for this good number that has filled thy house. Father, my prayer is now that your Holy Spirit has taken that word and opened up their eyes to help them to see the table that is spread in splendor. Help them, dear God, to see that every satisfying element of life is on the table and ready to be used. Oh, Father, I pray that you will bless in the salvation of lost souls and the lives of your children. Help us to be increased, Lord, and help us to look that we may see all the benefits that comes from coming to the banqueting house. Save souls and save lives, and Father, forgive us our sin. In Jesus Christ's name, and amen. Have our song leader, our pianist to come.
We'll sing 112. 112.